Sunday morning, it is 2 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. And let's get right into the scores yesterday in the NBA. The Magic 107 and the Grizzlies 100. The Nuggets 126 and the Cavaliers 117. So I guess their immediate turnaround hasn't turned around as quickly as they thought it would after their first few games, after all the big trades they made. Okay, the Heat 105, the Pistons 96, Rockets 123, Celtics 120, Lakers 116 and the Spurs 112. Trailblazers 108 and the Thunder 100, and the Jazz 98 and the Kings 91. In that Celtics game, Al Horford got 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Tatum 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Baines 4 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Irving 18 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. Brown, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Morris, 21 points off the bench, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. Monroe, 18 points off the bench, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Smart, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a block. And Rozier, 17 points. The bench did it all. 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. If the starters had played as well as we anticipate them playing most of the year, we would have won this game. James Harden got 26 points, and he got 11 out of 13 free throws. Nobody else on our team gets that many free throws. I saw one play at the beginning of the game. Because of my schedule, I had to, take care of things and get to bed early so I could get up here to go to the station. But somebody drove to the basket for the Rockets, slammed into the guy who was not in the circle area there, and it was called a blocking foul. And not only did I go berserk, but Stevens did too. But hey, that's what happens when you're on the road. Okay, but Irving had 4 fouls along with Brown with 4 fouls. That might have hampered their output, and Irving did not have a tremendously good shooting game, but neither did Harden. And from what I understand, Marcus Smart went down with an injury, banged knees with someone earlier in the game, and he wasn't there for as long a period as time. So therefore, that's probably the reason why Rozier, Monroe, and Morris got such playing time. And Theis was out with his injury as well. And so, there you go. Can you say a moral victory? Nah, this time of the year, we got to win them all as much as we possibly can since we are now, I believe, since Toronto, what do the Raptors do? They didn't play. So we dropped a half a game behind the Raptors, and I believe we're already a game behind, so I think we're a game and a half now behind Toronto for first place. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Still, 18, 19 games left to go in the season. So it was not a total loss. Okay, 414 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Also, before we move off NBA basketball, Harden, like I said, got 26 points, 11 for 13. He didn't have a great shooting night either, but 11 for 13 from the free throw line. And so, that always helps. He got as many free throws as the entire Celtics team, probably. Capella got 17 rebounds, and so, hey. But they only out rebounded us by about 3 or 4 rebounds, so that wasn't that bad. But 30-21 was the free throw advantage in favor of Houston. Okay. Better shooting game. The free throws would not have made that much of a difference, I guess. Okay, 416 here on WMFO. I'm Donnelly Brown. This is a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
OTHER603.
A chronic illness or disability might be the toughest challenge anyone ever has to face. But whatever condition you have, whatever your symptoms, there are others out there just like you. In fact, it's virtually assured there's a national agency for people with your condition. So talk to people who know what you're going through. Nonprofit agencies like the American Cancer Society and the American Diabetes Association. From Alzheimer's to arthritis to asthma, these groups exist to support new research, to share information, to help you learn more about your condition and help you do more to help yourself. Your doctor or nurse or therapist can tell you how to contact the agencies that are out there for you. Call on them. They'll make you smarter and stronger. Remember, it's your health. You call the shots. A public service message from the National Health Council and its member health agencies. On the web at nationalhealthcouncil.org.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time was 40 degrees coming in this morning. We'll have that weather update, though, sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program. You stay tuned for that. How do I know? Because I host that program also. Great gospel music. We're doing the countdown of the top 200 hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. And we've gone through nearly 100 of the top hits. And so we have about 100 more to go. So you stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way from 5 to 8 a.m. here on WMFO 91.5 FM. And on the internet, WMFO.org. Okay, back to sports. Where's my background music? Hello, background music. Okay, there it is. Okay, let's go to the men's college basketball. Yesterday, St. Mary's 68, Pepperdine 66. That game was still in play when I got my scores this morning, so there may be a different score. But anyway, that's what I had. In other games yesterday, men's college basketball, Virginia 62, Notre Dame 57. Upset, upset, upset. Number 15, Michigan defeated number 2, Michigan State, 75-64. Xavier 65, DePaul 62. Villanova 97, Georgetown 73. I've been trying to check the Georgetown record since Pat Ewing is in his first year coaching there. He didn't get a chance to do too much recruiting, I don't believe. But Georgetown is 15-14 on the season. They're probably not going to make the NCAAs. Might make the NIT, however. Duke 74, North Carolina 64. Upset, upset, upset. Unranked Oklahoma State defeated Kansas, who was ranked number 6, 82-64. Gonzaga, 83. Loyola Marymount, 69. That's why I cannot get on the Gonzaga bandwagon. Their overall schedule is so weak that even if they have a good team and they do pretty well in the NCAA playoffs when March Madness rolls around, during the course of the year, you know, strength of schedule to me, you know, would rank them way down as far as I'm concerned. Purdue 78, Penn State 70, Texas Tech 79, TCU 75, Auburn 79, South Carolina 70, Tennessee 66, Georgia 61. Upset, upset, upset. Unranked Syracuse defeated Clemson, ranked number 18, 55-52. Arizona 66, California 54. Upset, upset, upset. Unranked Texas defeated West Virginia, ranked number 20, 87-79. That game went into overtime. San Diego State. Upset, upset, upset. San Diego State, who was unranked, defeated Nevada, ranked number 21, 79-74. Another upset. Excuse me, unranked Florida defeated Kentucky, who was ranked number 23, 80-67. And we close up with another upset. Marshall, unranked, defeated Middle Tennessee, who was ranked number 24, 76 to 67. That's it. Men's college basketball, as far as the top 25 teams are concerned. 425 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition, Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Not to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
America is facing a critical shortage of skilled workers. This shortage has a profound impact on our nation's economy. SkillsUSA has a solution. SkillsUSA is a partnership of students, teachers, and industry working to ensure America has a skilled workforce. But being a skilled worker means more than building a house or designing a web page. SkillsUSA offers something more. Just ask Jessica Ortiz of Maryland, Peyton Holland of North Carolina, or Heather Taylor of Oklahoma.
SkillsUSA has taught me public speaking, it's taught me how to work in teams, and it's taught me how to be a leader.
SkillsUSA has really helped me develop my people skills and find my true passion in life.
SkillsUSA has given me a stronger sense of self. It's taught me the importance of knowing who I am and what I believe and what I can achieve.
These are the skills employers want. You can find out more at www.skillsusa.org. SkillsUSA, champions at work.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Yes, I did find those NBA standings. The Celtics now are 44-20. They're a game and a half behind Toronto, followed by Philadelphia. In the Central Division, Cleveland is 36-26. With what's that make them? They are a game and a half ahead of Indiana, followed by Milwaukee. And Detroit. In the Southeast Division, the Washington Wizards are in first place, 36-27. The Miami Heat won last night, so that puts them three games behind. Charlotte falls in third place. In the Western Conference, Golden State with the best record. No, actually, the Houston Rockets now have the best record. Golden State is 49-14, followed by the Clippers way back. And then the Southwest, Houston is 49-13, so they have a half a game lead over Golden State, followed by San Antonio and New Orleans. And in the Northwest, it's Minnesota, Portland, and Oklahoma City. Okay. Also, the Denver Nuggets won, so they have 35 wins on the season. So they are still in the hunt as far as playoffs are concerned. 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, ladies, college basketball scores yesterday. Mississippi State 70, Texas A&M 55, Baylor 83, Kansas State 54, Louisville 64, North Carolina State 59, Notre Dame 90, Florida State 80, Oregon 65, UCLA 62, Texas 81, Iowa State 69, South Carolina 71, Georgia 49, Maryland 66, Nebraska 53, Green Bay 62, Northern Kentucky 49, Belmont 63, Tennessee Martin 56. That went into overtime. That's not Belmont, Massachusetts. I have no clue where Belmont College is, or university, or whatever. But anyway, they won. Ohio State 90, Minnesota 88, and Stanford 58, Arizona State 46. Okay, we're all excited around here, as usual, about the UConn ladies undefeated again. They only lost one game last year, and I guess the 2 years before that, they were undefeated as well. But Mississippi State is 32-0 on the season, and they're in second place, and Baylor is 29-1 on the season. So, therefore, as the playoffs roll around, March Madness gets maddening, UConn may have some competition. And South Carolina, who were the defending NCAA champions, they're still in the hunt as well, even though they're not having quite as good a year as they had last year. And I can't remember the team that knocked off UConn last year. But anyway, I am assuming that they're in there somewhere as well. 4:35 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go. Where are we going next? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Lightning 7 and the Flyers 6. That sounds like a baseball score. And that was one on a shootout. Lightning 7 and the Flyers 6. The Stars 3 and the Blues 2. That went into overtime. The Blackhawks 5 and the Kings 3. The Bruins 2 and the Canadiens 1. That was an overtime game also. Capitals 5 and the Maple Leafs 2. The Penguins 3 and the Islanders 2. That was an overtime. Coyotes 2 and the Senators 1. The Rangers 3 and the Oilers 2. In that Bruins-Canadiens game in the first period, Gallagher for the Canadiens at 9:16 got his 23rd goal of the year unassisted. In the second period, there was no scoring. Montreal led 1-0 after two periods. And at 17:15 of the third period, DeBrusque got his 13th goal for the Bruins on the power play with assists from Holden and Krug. And in overtime, at 2:06 into the overtime, Brad Marchand got his 25th goal of the year with assists from Krug and Gionta. And so, final score, Bruins 2, Canadiens 1. Let me see if I can dig out the standings really quickly here. Since the last time we were on the air, the Bruins have slipped behind Tampa Bay, and the Lightning won yesterday as well in that baseball game, 7-6. So the Tampa Bay has 94 points. The Bruins have 88 points. So they're six points behind. They were at one point just 1 point behind. But, like I said, earlier in the season, they were about 15 points behind, and they were about third or fourth place. And Toronto has snuck right up there. What did the Maple Leafs do yesterday? The Maple Leafs lost, so the Bruins picked up 2 games on the Maple Leafs. They're 88 points. 2 points, 2 games, 2 points. They're 88 points to Toronto's 85. In Metropolitan Division, Washington, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh and New Jersey. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Central Division is Nashville, Winnipeg, Minnesota, and Dallas. And St. Louis is not that far behind. They're 3 points behind Dallas. And out west, Pacific, the Vegas team. They're still hanging in there. I can't believe that teams to fill out the Vegas roster left players off available to be picked up by Vegas, and Vegas picked up enough good players to lead the league for most of the year. No, they're behind Tampa Bay, but they've still been up there. That's quite an achievement. Hats off to the Golden Knights of Vegas. 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. Promise.
Girl Scout cookies probably looks very simple.
You just buy a few boxes from a Girl Scout and that's it, right?
But you wouldn't believe the skills we learn by the whole experience of selling them.
Did you know there are things you as a customer can do to help us?
Say hello. Always gets things off on the right foot.
Eye contact is key. We're developing our people skills.
Ask us about our inventory. We have something for every taste. Notice our new boxes. They tell the story of what we do.
And people like a good story.
Ask us where the money goes.
Our team gets to decide.
We're building a playground.
We're planning our first trip abroad.
We're going to our first pro baseball game.
Let us know if you are a Girl Scout.
Girl Scouts are everywhere.
So thanks for your help this year.
We can tell
you're going to be a great cookie buyer.
When a Girl Scout sells you cookies, she's building a lifetime of skills and confidence.
You are so ready to buy cookies.
This is what a girl can do. Girl Scout cookie season is here. Find your cookies at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. I can say I bought some Girl Scout cookies a few weeks ago. My wife has been eating them all, but that's another story. That's okay. 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in that sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. If you just tuned in, I gave you the Bruins score earlier. Bruins 2, Canadiens 1 in overtime. Brad Marchand got the winning goal, his 25th goal of the year. DeBrusk got the 13th goal of the year in the third period, and that tied it at 1. And Marchand won it in overtime. And the Bruins played the kind of offensive game I like. They had 48 shots on goal. Actually, Niemi, they had 50 shots on goal. Naimi, I guess you pronounce it, had 48 saves as opposed to Kadubin with 27 saves. I heard that Tuukka Rask has a minor injury also. But anyway, hopefully it is minor, and he'll be back, and we'll have our two-headed monster in the goal for the rest of the season. Healthy! Okay, if you're a regular listener to the program, and I know you are a regular listener to the program, right? Right, 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 you are. Yankees defeated the Red Sox in spring training 5-3. I don't put much emphasis on spring training scores, primarily because they're spring training. And they don't have regular lineups, so you can't really get a good grip on what's going on down there. And a lot of the players that are playing are not going to be on the major league rosters. And so, therefore, the fact that you might bang around some pitchers and whatnot doesn't probably mean much, because they aren't going to be the main guys. It's hard to pick out who's doing what to whom when you get, like, says, split squad games and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the Yankees defeated the Red Sox 5-3 yesterday. Bogaerts went 2-for-2. He's hitting .556 on the season. And what else can I say? Pomerantz, the day before, left the game after one inning with a minor forearm strain, and all the reports is that it is minor. He's not going to be, I don't know what his pitching schedule is, but I don't think it's going to be affecting him, at least that's what they're saying. Reports are that it's not going to be affecting him as far as going into the regular season is concerned. Okay, so I've been promising for a couple of weeks now that I'm going to try and get some time to do some studying and what's going on here with the Red Sox. I see Hanley Ramirez starting at first base and Moreland being his backup and occasionally starting as well, depending upon who's on the mound. And so that's two positions. I see Eduardo Nunez starting at second base with Pedroia lurking in the background as soon as his knee is allow him to get into some regular play. Bogaerts will be the shortstop. Rafael Devers At third base, it'll be interesting to see whether he can continue his hot play from when he was called up last year. Then there's Benintendi in left field, Bradley in center, Betts in right, Vasquez and Leon probably going to be sharing the catching duties. I'm looking for Swihart because of his ability to catch, probably play first base, the corner outfield positions, and who knows, maybe even some infield, that he's going to make the ball club. I don't know what he's hitting, but I heard he's hitting the ball really well. Whether he's getting the base hits or not, that's another story. And I think he's much too valuable a player, unless somebody's going to give you the earth, the moon, and the sun, and the stars, and a couple of planets as well for him. And I think he is that valuable, really, because he's had some injury-plagued seasons. He was doing really well with the Red Sox, playing left field, and he ran into the bleachers there and hurt his foot. That was 2 years ago. And last year, he was still recovering from it, from what I understand. And he had a couple of other injuries as well while he was on his rehab back, coming back after the rehab, I guess that's what I should say. So I think he's going to make the ball club. I think he's just too valuable to make the not make the ball club. Now, where does that leave Brock Holt? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. We got J.D. Martinez in the holding on the DH spot. He's probably going to play some left field as well. Benintendi may shift to center if Jackie Bradley's hitting does not improve. But Bradley, from what I understand, I saw a rundown of some of the best players in the majors ranked, and Jackie Bradley's ranked really high. He's in one of the top 20 players. Obviously, he has a tremendous arm and a great glove. And he is a streaky hitter when he's hot and when he's doing his thing. You know, he's really good bat in there. The problem is consistency. And the question is, will he ever be consistent enough to hit more than 250 or so? Well, we'll see. Maybe that's good enough because of the glove. Mookie Betts, we're hoping he's going to bounce back to his almost MVP year of 2 years ago. And maybe with Martinez in the lineup and hopefully a healthy Hanley Ramirez, he'll get better pitches to hit and he won't be putting too much pressure on himself. Cora's saying he wants to bat him lead off. I don't know about that. But anyway, if that's what he wants to do at the beginning, go right ahead. I would rather see him in the number three spot myself, especially when Pedroia gets back. I would like to see Benintendi leading off, Pedroia batting second, and Mookie Betts third, with J.D. Martinez behind him. Rafael Devers and I guess then there'll be the catchers. Anyway, as far as pitching is concerned, Sale, Price, hopefully Pomeranz, Porcello look like they're going to be the 1-2-3-4 guys. Then we got Wright and Rodriguez coming back from knee situations, so Johnson may make the starting rotation. And if you listen to some of my earlier programs, I know you were listening to some of my earlier programs, I'm saying to take the pressure off Sale, who obviously had a dip in velocity at near the end of the year and into the playoffs, that we should go with a six-man rotation. That's what I would do. That looks what I would, as far as the bullpen is concerned, I don't have all the details, but Kimbrel, Kelly, Barnes, Smith should be the top four, and we'll see where we go from there. So that gives us, and then when Pedroia comes back, we have Nunez, who can fill in at third base, shortstop, and take some of the pressure off Pedroia having to play every day, get back in there at second base as well, and that might make Brock Holt expendable, and we can carry another pitcher. But we'll see what goes. Here again, it depends upon how productive Swihart continues to be with the bat. 454 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, March the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on there in your neck of the sporting world? And when we come back, we're going to talk a little Patriots. Okay, 457 here on WMFO in Medford. No, I don't have any more information about the Patriots as far as what happened in the Super Bowl, in the Malcolm Butler situation. The fact that Devin McCourty said that they knew from the beginning of the week that Butler was not going to play still doesn't add any light to what's going on. And what is going to be the ongoing impact? I don't know. And perhaps the fact that Gronkowski is talking about the possibility of retiring, aside from hopefully getting more money in his contract, maybe he's upset because of the fact that, hey, we're putting our bodies on the line out here, and the coaching staff, Bill Belichick and his other geniuses, decided to make a decision that didn't make any sense and